Now, if such a great Imam says that if you do not make salah on the Prophet in your salah, then your salah is invalid. And we say to the Prophet, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Is there a Muslim who doesn't say that in their prayer? We're in New York. Medina is far from here. You know, I live in Minneapolis, it's even further away from Medina. Yet I say that every day, every salah. My wife does that, my children do that. Muslims all over, there is not a second that goes by that there is not a Muslim who is making ruku' or sujood or mention of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And saying As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. If this salam doesn't reach the Prophet, isn't this frivolous? This would be frivolous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would ask us to do something that's frivolous, hasha lillah. So the Prophet hears us. And look what Imam Shafi'i says, Ya Ala Bayt Rasulillah. Who are the Ala Bayt Rasulillah? We can beat about the bush all we want. The bottom line is that there is so much hadith out there that defines them. They are Ahlul Kisa. They are Ahlul Mubahara. They are the ones who says they are Al-Hasan wal-Husayn Rayhanati. Al-Hasan wal-Husayn imamani qama aw qa'ada. Al-Husayn minni wa ana al-Husayn ahabba Allah al-Husayn. Numerous hadiths, brothers and sisters. I am not going to sit here and just recite those hadiths because I know Sunnis and Shias know this hadith. So what is the problem? Again, I apologize because I'm taking a long time. What is the problem? The problem, brothers and sisters, is one is that we do not know each other. If we are going to, again, tell each other, we're brothers and sisters. Let's not fight over these issues. They happened a long time ago. Well, the fact is they affect us even today. We're killing each other over them today. Actually, more important than our lives is who should we take the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today from? There are differences, brothers and sisters. I, as a Shia, would like to take my teachings from Ali and Hassan and Hussein. A Sunni brother would tell me that I've taken from the companions. So we do have differences. And if we're going to lie to each other and say we don't have differences, then we're cheating each other. But you know something worse than cheating is that we're committing a crime. We're committing a crime that our forefathers committed. And that's the crime that they lit the problem for us to solve. We either solve this problem and agree on rules of engagement, if you would, let me be harsh, or rules of debate, or rules of unity. Because we can absolutely get up and leave this blessed hall today and say that we don't have any differences, we're all brothers and sisters. And we are only leaving it for the youngsters to deal with the problem. Do you want to do that? I certainly don't. What I call for is not to abandon the debate, but to embrace the debate. As I call on my Shia brothers to learn their faith better, to learn what our Sunnis, brothers and sisters, what makes them tick? What makes them respect the Sunnah? What makes them take Islam the way they take it? Better, you will not have an appreciation for them. And I know Sunnis and Shias all love Imam Ali alayhi salam, who said something that we should never. And I beg you, if you leave with anything tonight, to leave with this statement from Imam Ali alayhi salam that I'm going to tell you right now. Imam Ali alayhi salam said that الناس أعداؤ ما يجهلون. People are the enemies of what they do not know. People are the enemies of what they do not know. Now we're Muslim Americans. How much do we suffer because others don't know about us? How much? All of us. All these ignorant people, they don't know that we love Isa alayhi salam. All these ignorant people, they do not know that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these ignorant people, they do not know that we love charity. All these ignorant people, they do not know that we love peace. Yet we do it to each other. Moreover, we call for the maintenance of the status quo, and we call it harmony. Brothers and sisters, this is not harmony. status quo is different than harmony. The status quo is that anytime people want to ignite a war between us, they will be able to do it. The second thing it called upon us all is to really study each other's canonical writings, laws. Shias have a stance on the issue of wasiyyah. The wasiyyah, which is the will, Shias say it is impossible that the Prophet didn't leave a will. They argue from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, many ayahs, first, kutib alaykum siyam. Fasting has been ordained for you. It becomes, as my Sunni brothers and sisters would say, fard, as Shia brothers and sisters would say, wajib. Same thing. Inna salat kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Salah is a timely or a timed obligation on mu'mineen. Ordained. Kitaban mawquta, ordained. Kitab. Kutib alaykum al-qasas. Kutib alaykum al-qitab. There are many kutiba, and every time there's kutiba, when it comes to a ritual, it becomes fard. By the same token, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ إِنْ تَرَكَ خَيْرًا الْوَصِيَّةِ. It has been ordained upon you that if death shall become any of you, that if you leave any good, and I'm going to come back to this word, خَيْرًا, that you have to leave a will. Now, the best thing that we can do is explain the Quran by the Quran. خَيْرًا قَالُوا مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا خَيْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the mu'mineen being asked, what did your Lord reveal? They say khayra, the same word. And that's the Quran. Scholars say that this khayr can be a dollar, or it can be Islam. It can be the Quran. How could the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take such a fard and toss it around? It's impossible. Now, I know there are some learned Sunni brothers and sisters here who know what the rebuttal for that is. And they say this ayah was abrogated. It was nusikhat, this ayah. I can tell you, brothers and sisters, the vast majority of Sunni brothers and sisters do not believe that narrations abrogate ayat. Narrations do not abrogate the Quran. Quran only abrogates the Quran. There is not an ayah in the Quran that abrogates this ayah. In fact, there are a lot of ayah that talk about wasiyyah that nobody says that they were abrogated. And for lack of time, I'm not going to mention any of them. Look, brothers and sisters, Shia brothers and sisters, Sunni brothers and sisters, all Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after Hajjat al-Wada' is traveling back out of Mecca. And alhamdulillah, I know many of you have traveled to Mecca and Medina, and you know how hot it is. It is extremely hot. You cannot touch the ground with your bare feet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have not sent you but as mercy for mankind. Talks about how merciful He is with the mu'mineen. He loves the mu'mineen. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ لِمْتَ لَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Prophet is soft with the mu'mineen. He's gentle with the mu'mineen. Listen to this. This is found in all books, Shias and Sunnis. This is what I'm going to tell you. The event right now is narrated by 33 companions. 33 companions who authenticated this. And it's a hadith mutawatir, this story that I'm going to tell you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Jibreel alayhi salam to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says to him, يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولِ, please pay attention to every word. يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولِ, بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O messenger. Allah uses the word Rasul because that is the job of the Prophet. You know, Prophet and Rasul. Prophet is more general, Rasul is a khas. So he tells him specifically that you are a Rasul, you are my messenger. بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ, convey what has been sent to you from your Lord. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, if you do not do that, فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ, your message, everything that you have done in the past hasn't been delivered. Brothers and sisters, this event happened in Hajjat al-Wada'. Hajjat al-Wada' happened after The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought 83 battles plus 5 with the Qur'an ghazawat, istitla'iyya, where he would go and discover. 88 battles. After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to us salah, so Hajj, after he was coming back from Hajj, has explained to us khums, has explained to us